الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده. Alhamdulillah, these days that we all celebrating the Muslim Ummah, celebrating by the Hijrah, Hijrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. There are a lot of lessons that we can learn from the Hijrah. Some, they think that the Hijrah is a history. But in reality, it's a lot of things happen in history. They do not represent the history only, but they represent the state. A state, a situation, a circumstances that it was a trial to the belief. Before, we want to know what did the word the Hijrah mean. Hijrah, by the English word or the generic meaning of it, is immigration. You immigrate. And what did the word the immigrate mean, basically? That means you are leaving one place to go to another with the intention to not to come back, except for visiting. When you leave a place with the intention to come back, that's called traveling. I'm traveling from here to there. Yeah, but when you're coming back, I'm coming back tomorrow, next week. But when you are talking about immigration, that means you are leaving behind. You are looking forward, you are going to a new place or a state, and you are leaving behind. We need to know what kind of a hijrah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. The hijrah, it can be valid and it can be invalid according to Sharia. The hijrah, when you leave your country in a state of war, and you bail out, and you are able to defend on it. Do you think that's a good hijrah? That's a bad hijrah. When you able to do something and you don't do it, and you deliberately abandon doing it, and don't do it, that is bad one. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the hijrah for the purpose of iman. Not even for the purpose of security. When he made the hijrah, he was in very critical situation, very life-threatening situation. But what he was after is the iman. When maybe the hijrah to the Habasha, Bithynia, it was for security reason. People's life, it was in danger. And everybody, iman is level is different. So that was a hijrah for security reason. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left for belief reason. That means, to protect the belief, he left everything behind. The people that they follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hijrah to Medina, they demonstrated, provide evidence about their sincerity and how strong their faith is. Faith can be a language, but has nothing to do with your attitude or what's in your heart. And it can be in the heart, and what it comes in the tongue, expression to what's in the heart. And that's the genuine one. Imagine the state of the immigrant people that they left with Sayyidina Muhammad and after him shortly. What they left behind? They left the roots. And we know roots in this culture is very, very important. Tribe life is very, very important. They left the loved ones. They left their money. They left everything behind. And they went to another culture, another area, which is called Al-Madina. And here is a good demonstration to acceptance, and also even in that, they believe it was a very short period of time, but they demonstrated how fast and how sincere they believe. When you are truly believe in it, you can demonstrate. Some people, by our nature. When I have something good, I like to share. Some people, they wouldn't share. If I got something good, I want all the good for me. I don't want anybody to have it. And even when somebody, subhanahu wa ta'ala, see somebody in good, having a good things, there would be envy to that. But what happened in Medina? The Medina, even the little that they had in their hand, they were more than willing, and they did offer, and they did do the sharing with their brethren coming from Mecca. Sharing good with others is a high quality in a human being. But usually, to reach the max, there is a point. No one ever, when it comes down to relationship with women, no man by his nature, I'm talking about a good man, I mean healthy, sound man, will accept to share his wife with anyone. Most of us would prefer dying. But for those people, what they did, they said, our wives, which are the all dear to us, look at them, and what you want, we will divorce, so you can start having a new family. What motivates people to do something like that? A whole a lot more bigger love than a love to women's and love to themselves. These people, they did not believe only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they were dealing, they were actually as part of the demonstration on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. They honored the behavior of those people because they gave the ultimate. In emergency cases like this, they made them, the strangers, feel warm and feel home, feel brethren. They shared wealth, they shared home, they shared facilities, they shared everything. For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the support of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay. Now for the Muslim Ummah, there is a question today. And the question is very basic. Are we celebrating by Hijrah as a history and historical event? Or we are remembering the Hijrah as a something to reflect on and understand and recharge? Are we required to make a Hijrah or we are not? And if we are required as a Muslim today to make a Hijrah, how is this Hijrah going to look like? First, the Muslim in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Muslim, if he is not in a state of increase, he is in a state of decrease. And now, to make the long story short, we know that the word the Hijrah, it means abandon behind. You are not coming back. You leave behind. So for you as a Muslim preparing yourself to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single minute, there are a few things that you're supposed to leave behind. There is a development that's supposed to be taken in. Or by another word, you have to be in a state of Hijrah. So when we remember this Hijrah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's supposed to be like a recharging station. Because you are in a state of Hijrah. You are in a state of Hijrah from number one, from loving yourself to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From you are number one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala number one in your life. That is a hijrah. And no one can come and say, I can do this in day and night. Or I can go to school and take some courses and pass some exam, or I have a training program for it. No. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is effort of the lifetime till the last breath. More and more and more and more. That is, so when you give for Allah. When you forgive for Allah. When you stop for Allah. When you act for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best examples that I can remember right now for loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and demonstrating that love is what Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is he was already believed and he already established the monotheism and he already lived his life and whatever, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Ya Ibrahim, the issue here is what? Aslamt. Who is number one? You can be a good man and doing a lot of good things, but in your heart you are number one. I am doing this because it is good for me. I like that. I like to do that. I like to be that. And why I don't do that? Because that's harmful for me, or I don't like to do that. That's completely different from I'm going to do it regardless of I like it or not because that's what Allah wants. And I'm going to stop doing that regardless if I love it or not because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Look at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the attribute of those people, which is I hope every and each one of us inshallah will be among those. What he was saying, قَالُوا سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. So to come to that, that is a state of hijrah. You are in the state of hijrah, you suppose you and I to be every single day in a state of hijrah from ignorance to knowledge. We supposed to acquire knowledge every single day. And knowledge does not only necessarily mean reading books. But knowledge, it can be coming from being in a company of a good brothers and good families and good sisters. They can help you and you can help them. So you come, you have to be in constant state of looking for knowledge, to perfect the knowledge. And that you leave behind the bad crowd and you try to get to the people that they can help you and you can help them. That is an act of hijrah. Also, abandon the disobedient, the act of disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ta'at. That is a hijrah. Because you are leaving what is, why we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing something we hate? Usually we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ. The one who get drunk. He drink. I don't know. Later on going to make him feel miserable or whatever. But because it do what? He think that it is a good time. The one who commits some, وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, all kind of disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He think there is an immediate benefit coming at him. It feels good, or something that it can enrich or can give me more benefit from what I'm doing, regardless if it is right or wrong. So leaving the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that requires hijrah. Require a hijrah. And remember, hijrah mean what? You don't look behind. Like I said, there is a difference between hijrah and traveling. In the traveling, I am leaving where I am, but I'm coming back. In hijrah, I am leaving where I am, and I'm not coming back. I can be coming in a temporary basis, and that's exactly what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. When he left Mecca to Medina, after that, when Medina was over, Mecca was open, where Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam settled
after that, and he was able to stay in Mecca. But he went right back to Medina. Why? Because that was the Iman requirement. Imagine for a minute, if it is not the concept of leaving behind, that what would happen if Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in Mecca after he opened Mecca? What will happen? You have a root of a jahiliyyah for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hundreds and hundreds of years, right there around the Kaaba. And even if the people will be, the culture itself, even if they will say by their mouth or with their heart, no one knows but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are conquered. They already lost. They said that they believed. After 10, 15, 20, 50 years, how are things going to react? Or how are things going to go back to? So the concept of hijrah, that means you are leaving behind, building a new base. And that's exactly what Sayyidina Muhammad والسلام, did in Medina. He built the base of Iman. The base of Iman in Medina. And he returned to it. Also, we need to do a hijrah by our deed. Everything we do, we know, we like it, we don't, we hate it, we don't, it wouldn't make any difference. We are leaving. And unfortunately, also, we are not coming back. Once you leave, you are not coming back. But what we are doing, we need to ask, every and single one of us need to ask ourselves. What am I leaving behind? What is it that I am leaving behind? What is it that I'm taking with me? Is it worthwhile? What is it? You know that once you go to your grave, everything is your behind and behind. We are running day and night to do what? I am not, no one, and no one even will ask you to abandon life. Or to denounce the living or the pleasure of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us as a ni'mah. But ni'mah is supposed to be in our hand, not in our heart. The minute it comes from our heart, no, we are in trouble because we completely lose the focus on the sight and we don't remember that we're going to die. And there is a hereafter. And our job here is to prepare ourselves today. I have to make a hijrah from this dunya, from my heart to my hand. Let it in my hand. And keep it in my hand. How every day I can take it from my heart and put it in my hand. And leak the love and the ambition and the work and the future and the imagination, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy in the hereafter. How many times a day we ask ourselves, how is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to look like? We all. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan fabulaqi. You're going to meet him. You're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to meet him. Have you prepared for that one? I think we all. If you have appointment with dignitary or something high or whatever that is, you are itchy all day and all night till you have that meeting or you have that whatever that is. And you put yourself in the best behavior and maybe the best outro that you can dress and everything. For just the concept of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is that meeting going to look like? You can be there today. I'm not going to say tomorrow. You can be there today. Do we need a hijrah or we don't need a hijrah? And we need a quick one and a very strong one. Please imagine meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. which is that. How is that going to happen? How is it going to take place? For meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا سُئِلْتُمْ عُذِّبْتُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask that meeting, it's supposed to be silent and it's supposed to be short. Your job and mine is to make sure that one gonna be short and gonna be silent as much as you can. إِذَا سُئِلْتُمْ عُذِّبْتُمْ. If Allah will ask you, that means you're going to have to answer for it. But how am I going to do that? How am I going to make it short? How am I going to make it short? And how am I going to make it speechless? Speak, speak when you do not want to speak in this life. And don't speak when you want to speak. Do what you do not want to do. And don't do what you really want to do. How we can do that? Speak when you do not want to speak. Who want to say the truth and make people angry? Who want to come and tell your friends and tell your brothers and tell your sisters and tell your community and tell your family, we are going wrong? Try to say something forbidden in front of anybody and see how much you will be attacked. Who are you to tell us this is your interpretation, blah 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 blah, instead of even hearing? And most of the time you are not going to be able to finish the sentence before you will be attacked. That's the time you speak. That is the time, yes, you speak. I don't want to speak. I don't want an enemy. I don't want you to get mad at me. I want you to think that I'm a nice guy. And to be a nice guy, I have to make you hear what you want to hear, but not what you must hear. So to do that meeting and to have a consideration to it, speak when you don't want to speak. And don't speak when you want to speak. When you don't speak when you want to speak. When you're going to do an act of hypocrisy to somebody, or to lie, or to hide a testimony, or to divert. That in here, you're going to say a lie, or you're going to say a statement as an act of a hypocrisy. That's the time you strain yourself and don't speak, don't say it. That's the time. And the same thing, what do you do? Who does not want stay home and have his paycheck coming to him regularly? Who doesn't want that? So that's what I want. Don't do it. When you are hired to do a job, you don't do the 100%. You do the 110%, because it's going to be a shortcoming. And maybe your supervisor or the manager were not going to ask you, but Allah will. So you do what you do want to do. And what you want to do, you do not do. If you can stay home and have them your paycheck and they think they are still in work,
Who doesn't want that? Why should I bother? And the same thing in giving testimony, giving act of testimony, or standing up for the truth. Who want to stand up for tyrant dictators? Who going to do that? Who wrongdoers? How they get developed? Because nobody bothered to say, wait a minute, stop. So basically what they do, those people, they act by their power and your power because you allow it to happen. And you know, stopping that, stopping yourself, that is the jihad. That is the actual jihad. So we still have a whole lot to do. Hijrah is not a historical event only, but it is an event that we're supposed to sit down and see how people paid for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. How those people disciplined themselves to make sure that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah will supersede in their heart and in their community. Those people paid the heavy price to demonstrate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope the hijrah, inshallah, a lot of people celebrating it by cooking a little bit fancy food and getting to it. There is nothing wrong with that. That's recommended. Everybody according to his means. But don't let us please lose focus and know what this occasion is all about. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to bless our gathering, forgive our sin and all our mistakes and shortcomings. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. In conclusion, هجرة is a continuous process. And it is happening step by step, and step after step in our life. So it is not a history, it is a history, but also we supposed to be in a state of hijrah. I hope that somehow you can really celebrate the hijrah by either you get your immediate family, correct, we're coming to a weekend, get them together. And talk to them about it. Talk to them about the sacrifice that it was done. There is a lot of people paid so much for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah to be here today. We are here because of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Different backgrounds, different languages, different views, different everything. But what's getting us here today? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we carry it. And we supposed to do the immigration from one generation to another, from the non-Muslim community to the Muslim community, from the Muslim community to the non-Muslim community. That is an act of immigration. It's changing the negative profile about Islam and Muslim. Who will do it? We do it. Start getting, have immigration to your habits, the habits that you do. Try to get your family together, get your friend together, and talk about the hijrah. Talk about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk about Sayyidina Muhammad. Talk about the sacrifice that people like me, and they are not superhuman beings. They are not special breed, but they had a quality. They were sincere and honest. And they sincerely believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know the price and they paid it. And if you want to do it, you're going to have to do the same thing. Islam never been a lip service. And it will never be a lip service. I want to finish the khutbah by telling you how far. Probably you heard the statement that I'm going to say before, but I'm going to say it again. فَذَكَّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It was some of the event about Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but not this one about the magazine. It was before, I think about a few years ago. And I got a college student coming, and in conversation he's asking, what is so fuss? Why people so angry? Why the people so narrow-minded? Somebody expressed his feeling about Muhammad, and he kept saying Muhammad. Out of a blue sky, I found myself asking him, who is Muhammad? And his answer, believe me, I can hear it up to now. I don't remember it, I hear it. Because that's to show me the deficiency of what we have. That young man, college student, I'm very bright, he's telling me Muhammad is the Prime Minister of Pakistan. That's all he knows about Muhammad. He is the Prime Minister of Pakistan. And what that whole fuss is all about. Do you think the problem is that guy? Or the family of that guy? Or the community of that guy? Or the masjid where that guy stay? Or the imam? You see the magnitude of the problem? If you really want to do a hijrah, make the hijrah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it by your heart. Make it by your deed. Make it by your tongue. Look after who Allah make you responsible for. Look after your family. And we all know, the word impossible do exist in Webster Dictionary. We know that. But the word impossible do not exist in the Muslim dictionary. We don't know it. We know what it means, but it is not in our life. Because we are the servant of إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. We are the servant, we are the believer, and I hope we will be, of the one. When he decree, he say to the thing, be it, and it will be. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He is in a total command of every and any. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And you will go back to him. Do the immigration. Do the hijrah before it is too late. Every one of us need to sit down and reconcile. If you are doing good, alhamdulillah. But I am sure, and you are sure, we both can do better. We can do a whole lot more better. If we are doing wrong, that is the time to abandon that and make sure our family will, and our community will, and everybody will know will. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah to bless our gathering, forgive our sin, all our mistake, grant us forgiveness and mercy and pardon. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be inshallah among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Firdaus al-A'la. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.